Here's another feature from NPR's Live in Berlin files. Men decked out in athletic gear play a round of speed chess in a gym in Mitte. They are dressed for boxing, but before they enter the ring, their battleground is the chessboard. Chess boxing, a sport that combines body and mind, originated in Berlin. The first chess boxing club was founded in 2005 and currently has 70 members. Athletes who want to compete in the hybrid sport train at least twice a week. Chess and boxing have a lot in common, says Andreas Dillschneider, spokesperson of the Berlin Chess Boxing Club.
This is parallel. You have to be aware about your strategy. If you want to be active, if you want to attack, if you have a style of defending, more secure style, all these points are kind of similar in chess and in boxing.
The unusual sport was invented by Dutch performance artist Ipe Ruping, who stumbled across the idea in a French graphic novel. Over the past 5 years, the sport has spread from Berlin to the United States, the UK, and Siberia, apparently a chess boxing paradise.
And we found the diamonds, because the Russians are very, very good. They learn chess at school. They are also very good boxers, and they are very disciplined.
Frank Stolt, once the holder of the world championship title in chess boxing, coaches new talents in Berlin. A chess boxing fight goes up to 11 alternating rounds. It starts with 4 minutes of chess, followed by a 3 minute round of boxing. The fight ends by knockout, checkmate, exceeding the time limit, or by the judge's decision. I wanted to know from Tim Woolgar, chess boxing promoter in London, how a fighter switches back and forth from the extremely brainy to the extremely physical.
If you start to think about the event as being, and now I'm doing some boxing and now I'm doing some chess, it's very difficult. That's where you can lose, and that's an inexperienced way to approach it. As I've done more and more chess boxing matches, I realize that you actually just need to maintain, I am going to win. You need that will to win, and if you've got that focused in your mind, then the transitions are just seamless.
Tim Woolgar has come to Berlin to watch 36-year-old Ipe Ruping, the inventor of chess boxing, in what might be his last fight. The thing he finds most fascinating watching the sport...
But you're looking at someone who's putting themselves on the line, and they're taking a big risk with their ego, with their personality, if you like, because they can be beaten on the chessboard or they can be beaten in a boxing ring. And either of those defeats would seem to be quite annoying, especially when it's happening in front of 500 people.
Chess boxer Helmut Kuhn is too old to compete in the ring, but still the sport means a lot to him. The Berliner is writing a novel set in the chess boxing scene. He says most of the participants in Berlin are students and intellectuals. Kuhn believes the sport can be quite helpful in getting through difficult times.
I mean, they're intellectuals, they're architects, they're doctors, whatever, but they don't have any fixed jobs because the system in Germany is changing. And I think chess boxing is sort of also teaches you how to fight your way through life in an intelligent way, somehow.
For NPR Berlin and nprberlin.de, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.